And we begin first with the hockey results. The Extraliga hockey semifinals got underway at the weekend, with Pardubice facing Vítkovice at home in the first game. Heroes in the opener were all from Vítkovice. Team captain Jiří Berger scored twice, while 33-year-old goalie Roman Malek, who's been hot in the postseason, stopped all Pardubice shots. The final score in Ostrava was 4-0. But a day later, Pardubice came back, scoring three goals to edge Vítkovice 3-2. Both Vítkovice goals in the game came on shots from Ujčík, who set a new record for postseason goals, 54. The other semifinal series between Třinec and Slavia gets underway on Monday. In football, both Plzeň and Sparta were victorious in their last games, leaving the top of the standings unchanged, Plzeň on 51 points and Sparta with 46. Plzeň earned their first win at Českia Budějovice in 13 years, a score of 2-1, while Sparta defeated Brno 2-0. Jablonec, in third place, only managed a 1-1 draw against 11th place Slovácko. In international football, London Football Club Chelsea with goalkeeper Petr Cech defeated Manchester City 2-0 in their league matchup on Sunday, seeing Chelsea surpass Man City for third spot. The league winners from last year are now 4 points off second place Arsenal and 9 points behind leaders Manchester United, but with a match in hand. Coach Carlo Ancelotti expressed the hope that Chelsea could still win this year's league crown, but made clear the side would need to win its 9 remaining matches to have a realistic chance. The Czech national football team is readying for an all-important match against Spain in their 2012 European Championship qualifier. The two teams will face each other in Spain on Friday. The Czechs are hoping to earn at least a point against the defending European and World Championships to keep qualification hopes alive. The team is currently in second spot in its group with 6 points. Midfielder and team captain Tomáš Rosický is expected to play, as is striker Milan Baroš, back from injury. After Spain, the Czech squad will face Liechtenstein on March the 29th. Young Czech motorcycle rider Karel Abraham made his debut in the MotoGP in Qatar. Although the 21-year-old racer came 13th in the race, the last of all those who finished, he was nevertheless happy with the result. He did express disappointment fellow Czech rider Eliáš, who was behind him, fell. And the race was won by Australian Casey Stoner. And that's all the sport for today.